Good morning, 912 here on KGGF as we go throughout a Friday morning, and it's time for our Ask the Expert segment with folks from Sun Group. And joining us on the line, we have Mr. Keith Beaumont. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. How are you doing, James?
Oh, doing well. Cannot complain. Gotten a little more rain, so we'll see what the weekend holds and that sort of thing. But I know there's events that are coming up in Cherryvale and that sort of thing, so we kind of do want it to maybe hold off a little bit, but then maybe come down overnight or something.
Yeah, you're right. We got some graduation stuff going on, too, so hopefully at least will be a period that we can get all that done. But we certainly need the rain.
Absolutely. So what do we have in the world of upcoming auctions and all that sort of thing?
Okay, well, I was talking last week about a listing I had here in Fredonia, a nice little three-bedroom, two-bath house with an underground swimming pool. That one is going under contract now, so that one will be coming off the market or be pending. Also be a new listing that I'll have coming up here in Fredonia as well. Be looking for it. It's a good one for a business opportunity, also a place to live, but a place that also makes money. I'll be getting that posted up here possibly today or tomorrow, so be looking forward to that. Also, let's see, as far as auctions go, we have a personal property auction that we'll be doing. This will be the 17th of May. And, oh, wait, let me, I said that wrong.
No worries.
The 27th, sorry, I was looking at the wrong date, the 27th. Anyway, so some of the stuff that's in that personal property auction, I'll just name off a few things. We don't got the sell bills out yet, but we will get those out here, I think, by Monday. But that'll be coming right up. We've got the Kawasaki T-Rexes. We've got two of those. And actually, one of those is enclosed. And it's got a flatbed on it, but we've got the actual regular bed that goes on it. So those are both pretty cool items that'll be in there. A lot of fishing, hunting stuff's going to be in this. We've got a lot of tools. We've got a lot of the dog kennels, the dog runs, and four-wheelers. We've got a 7.3-liter diesel engine that's going to be in the auction. There's going to be kind of a variation of a lot of things. We've got a lot of guns. We've got long rifles. We've got handguns, shotguns. Like I said, this is going to be one of those just kind of good rounded auctions with just a little bit of everything in it. We've got some inside furniture, some nice inside furniture, actually, some nice couches, recliners. We've got some nice pictures, some of that turkey banquet stuff that you would get there, deer stands. I mean, again, I'm just kind of going through some of the stuff that we've written down. We've got a Snap-on welder. Anyways, that's a brief description of what that auction's going to look like. Again, I haven't got the sell bills out, but we'll have those out on Monday. But that's for May the 27th, and I got my dates mixed up a little bit ago, but that's the 27th. So
we're
just a couple weeks away.
It happens to me all the time. So, looking at the wrong month or whatever. Yep, no, that's good.
Yep, you get so many things going on. But anyways, yeah, that's what it's going to be. So be looking for that one.
All right.
Let's see. Also, we've got a land auction that we got coming up. It's 161 acres. It's got a barn dominium on it. So check that out. Again, I got all this stuff that's on the website, so if you want to get on there and look at it, you can. This is a great place that it's got living quarters in it. So if it would make a great place to either live or there's, I mean, just for a place to stay. The land, it's got great ponds on it and great hunting So good hunting and fishing. So even if just a place to come down and just stay in, or a place that you can just live in, either or would make great for that. So there's plenty of extra space out there in that barn dominium in the back and the side of it that you could really expand the living area if you wanted to, because there's a concrete floor kind of right beside it. If you look at the pictures, you'll get a better idea of what I'm saying. But other than that, there already is a living area that is ready to go. But there's plenty of space to put other things in it and do with it. So anyway, pretty cool little place. Check that out. Like I said, that'll be an upcoming auction. So, that's kind of what we've got coming in the future. And we'll also be doing a personal property auction for that one as well, but we ain't got that stuck together yet. When we do, we'll talk a little bit more about that.
All righty, very good. And last week we touched on this just a little bit about the reasons that a person might want to hire a real estate agent. But I think it's another thing that, you know, good to hit, especially as, you know, people are buying and selling houses and properties all the time. And especially, you know, with the way things are going with the economy and such, we want to make sure that we get as much as we can, of course, out of a property and that we reach a fair deal for all parties involved. So is there anything else that you might be able to kind of touch on this topic? It's something that a lot of folks, you know, sometime or another are probably going to have to deal with, either buying or selling a property.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, James, things can get a little hard when you're selling your property, and crazy stuff can happen. A lot of unexpected things always pop up, and it seems like with every deal, there's always something that maybe you haven't seen before. There's always something with every property. There's an issue. So maybe that's rather the real estate market takes a sudden jolt or goes crazy like we've seen, a little over a year ago around this time, or prospective buyers just have totally unrealistic expectations. You just got to remember that's why you hired a professional, is to take away that stress, and because, you know, that's what we do. We're used to that process, and we'll make that as smooth as possible. So, again, it's just closing on a house can be confusing, no matter which side of the fence you're on, you know. And if I'm your realtor, I'm going to be there to answer your questions. And I've been there through the whole process, from getting it ready to put on market and getting it listed and doing all that. So, but you got to remember, these are big deals. There's usually a lot of money exchanged in real estate transactions. And one mistake could delay closing. It could add lots of cost for either the buyer or the seller. And, of course, nobody wants that. So your agent is really, I guess the way I look at it is your agent is really your last and strongest line of defense against those kinds of mistakes. So, we'll make sure that all the paperwork, all the legal stuff is all done right, so that way you can sell your property as soon and as correctly as possible without them mistakes. So for most people, their land or their home, again, it's their biggest asset. So hiring a professional when it comes to this process is worth tens of thousands of dollars. And that's according to Dave Ramsey, for those that listen to him. He even says that even if you think you're an expert on the market or that you're great at bargaining, that the truth is, you're not selling houses and land every day like a full-time real estate agent. So you don't have the inside scoop or experience in real estate industry to land the best deal. So he also says if you're considering not using an agent or in going for sale by owner, the FSBO route, you should first take a look at the stats. And the latest data shows that the FSBO for sale by owner homes sold on average for $217,000 compared to $242,000, $300,000 when sold by an agent. That's a difference of about $25,300. And, I don't know about you, but that's a big difference. So hiring a professional to come in there and take care of that, I think it's well worth its weight in gold. And to know that, you know, when you have a good agent that knows what they're doing and knows what to watch for, you can count on it all being done right. And that's what your goal is at the end of this, is for it to go smooth and there'd be no problems. And whenever you sell that property, you don't have to come back to it because something popped up or there's an issue. You want to be able to sell it smoothly and walk away from it. So, again, you know, there's a lot of reasons. I went over some of those last week, but a little bit today, too. But there's a lot of reasons to consider hiring a professional when it comes down to it. So, but you can certainly do it yourself. You know, that's legal here in the state of Kansas to do it yourself. So, I mean, it's something you can certainly do. But those are just some of the things to think about.
For sure. And, I mean, even just knowing, you know, where to actually start with listing a house, you know, price-wise, that can be something that people can wring their hands over because, yeah, I wouldn't know where to start on a lot of that. I don't do it every day. So it's just another factor.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's the important thing. I've talked to people after they've sold a property, and they've told me what they've gotten out of it. And then they say, well, what do you think? And I think, well, you know, it probably was worth this. And I can tell them and kind of show them why I get that number. And they think, well, man, I had no idea. And so they could have gotten more. But they just, again, they weren't up on the current market, and they sold the thing too cheap. And so that happened. Well, at that point in time, when you're calling me and asking me about did I get a good deal, well, then it's too late. All I can do is tell you what you probably could have got. Now, there's the other side of that, too, when people's trying to sell something, if they list it too high, you don't want to do that either. Just trying to get the biggest number on it is not the idea of it, but it's trying to get it priced right. And so overpricing something is just as bad for the property as underpricing it too, because you know, if you're trying to sell something and you put a price that's just way, you know, worth two times more than what it's actually worth, you're not doing yourself any favor with that property. It probably will sit on the market for a long time. Probably there'll be a lot of thoughts of what's wrong with the property, and it starts kind of getting this just kind of bad rep because it's overpriced. So it's real important to dial in on really what it is. You know, of course, you want to maximize what you get out of a property, but you want to be within a fair market value of where you should be. And, you know, if you're kind of on the high end of that, then okay. But you don't want to be to the extreme of that. It's not going to do you no good.
For sure. And if people do, you know, you guys are a great resource as far as, you know, listing and selling homes and answering questions, because I know you do that a lot. So how can people get a hold of you, and even if they just want to ask you a couple questions?
Yeah. So get a hold of me by my cell phone. It's 316-680-5131. If you have questions on selling your house or your land, we specialize in farm and ranch properties. We've sold thousands of acres of land. And, you know, recently we had an auction that we did out of Independence. We sold a bunch of farmland over there. Some of that land went for $6,000 an acre. So we've got plenty of experience when it comes to farm and ranch properties and residential stuff. That's just what we do every day. Also, we specialize in auctions. Some of that stuff, again, we auction, but we also do personal property auctions. So if you're thinking about selling stuff that's on the farm or in the house or whatever, give us a call, because because I come out and meet with you, doesn't mean we have any kind of obligations together or anything like that. We can simply just meet and talk about it. And if we work out and things work out that we should move forward with each other, then we will. If not, then it didn't cost anything for us to meet, get together and talk about it. So I love what I do, and so I love talking about it, and I love going and seeing it. I love looking at property. I love auctions. So if you got any questions, don't hesitate to give me a call about any of them things. So,
Absolutely. We always enjoy stuff that, you know, is mutually beneficial, and that's the kind of situations that I know you guys are always pursuing. So do appreciate it, and, you know, everything that you all are doing there. And once again, that phone number, if folks just joined in, what's the can you give us that one more time?
Yeah, give me a call on my cell phone. It's 316-680-5131. Also, we're located here in Fredonia. We have an office in El Dorado, but we also have one here in Fredonia. That's where I'm at. So if you're in the area, if you just want to swing in sometime, we're just right downtown here on the square, just really kind of across from the courthouse, just north and west on that square. It's easy to find, Sun Group Real Estate. Come by and say hi. Pick up a cell bill. We'll be having some of those next week. We'll get you what you need. Stop in and chat with me or give me a call on my phone. Again, that's 316-680-5131.
All righty. Thank you so much, Keith, for stopping by here this morning. We do appreciate it and look forward to chatting again here real soon, and hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, James. You too. Bye.
All righty. That's Keith Beaumont of Sun Group Real Estate Appraisals and Auctions here on the Mighty 690. And, of course, we do appreciate him calling in every Friday to let us know what's going on in the world of auctions. And we have Open Line continuing next here on the Mighty 690. So keep it here. We'll be back in just a few.